Again on U.S. soil after that fabulous trip to Ireland. If you go to americatonight.net and you click on the blog, you can see all the pictures from Ireland. And, of course, the gathering is coming up in 2013 thanks to the Irish Tourism Board and Victoria Jones, because she really pulled all this together. And she joins us at the top of the show to kick it around Washington style. Victoria, that jet lag, boy, I'm completely over it, and I'm certain you are, correct?
Yeah. I got back late last night, and that's like, yeah.
I like that. And it's like, yeah. Well, Paul Ryan can't blame jet lag for whatever happened to him. He snapped, apparently, when he was asked some kind of question today with a reporter and walked out. Is that right?
Yeah, and I don't even know what the question was. All I know that it went crazy on Twitter suddenly. He was asked what I understand was a mildly confrontational question by a local reporter, and he stalked off. I mean, he literally got up, ended the interview, and walked off. It's on YouTube. It was a TV interview.
Oh, okay. Well, we're going to have to check that out, and obviously we'll have a clip of that during the show, because coming up is the vice presidential debates, Biden and Ryan going at it in Kentucky, and I wonder how many people will watch it. I was just kind of thinking about that today. Over 67 million the last time around. Well, do you think it's probably not going to be anywhere near those numbers, but probably a lot of people may watch this, Victoria. Do you think a lot of people will tune in?
Yes, I think a lot of people will tune in. I think a lot of Republicans will tune in because they want to see what they think will be Ryan cleaning Biden's clock, because they think Biden's a clown, which he's not. But they want to see that. And I think a lot of other voters are going to tune in because they got really energized by the last debate, where they saw something they didn't expect, and they want to know what's going to come next. So Biden is actually having his debate prep supervised by David Axelrod himself.
Oh, wow. All right, so we'll stay tuned for that. Obviously, we're going to be watching it. Obama in California today, special monument. What was that about, and who is the monument for?
The monument was for Hugo Chavez, and it was quite a special event, really, that this is an actual monument to honor the late labor and civil rights activists. President Obama described this as a day that has been a long time coming, and it is the first honoring a Latino born later than the 1700s. And he said Cesar cared in his own peaceful and eloquent way. He made other people care, too. And he talked about his history and farm worker contracts, and let us honor his memory, but most important, let us live up to his example. And not only was he reaching out to Hispanics and in a state that's already in the tank for him, but so you might say, why was he doing that? Well, he was doing it because he thought it was important, but he's also doing it because both the turnout among Hispanics is low, and there are also a lot of toss-up states where turnout among Hispanics is going to be very, very vital also. So even though this story, even though the president was doing this, didn't get very much play at all in the mainstream media, you can bet it's getting a lot of play in the Hispanic media.
Yeah, definitely. Cesar Chavez, absolutely huge, huge play up in the Hispanic media. I was looking at Telemundo, and they talked about it. Mitt Romney on the campaign trail getting warmed up, I guess, for the 16th, and the focus there in that debate is going to be foreign affairs, and that's what he was talking about today, right?
Yeah, he was talking about foreign affairs, and you know, he gave sort of a 23-minute address, and it sounded fine, and there were a lot of uniforms and flags and things. You know, having flags is always a great thing when you're giving a foreign policy address. But when you actually drilled down into the specifics, other than saying he was going to build a lot of, you know, some more ships and submarines and things, he was going to have one person in charge of something, there was very little specificity there. He criticized the president for not doing things or being things, and then said that he'd do and be exactly the same things, but more so. I mean, it was a very, very non-specific address.
Mm. All right, so non-specific. That sounds like something that they teach you in journalism school. When in doubt, don't be specific on an answer. All right, Victoria Jones, get some rest. Thanks, as always.
Thank you.
Coming up the rest of this hour, we're going to let you hear what Jerry Sandusky. Yes, Jerry Sandusky had to say in his defense. He's going to be sentenced on Tuesday, 45 counts of child molestation. You know him. He's the creepy former assistant coach for Penn State. So he has to go and decide to tell people his side of the story. So then 45 counts, you can only hope, I'm sorry, that he is away for the rest of his life. That would be justice. I mean, to me, I'm not sure that's even good enough for what he's done to so many men, young men, because most of them aren't even 30 years old now. But he'll get his final day in court when he's sentenced. However, he has a few things to say before then, saying he didn't do the alleged disgusting acts. Yeah, right. Nobody's buying what he's selling. I'm going to let you hear what he has to say. And, you know, honestly, what do you think is a fair sentence? Also coming up a little bit later, the reporter in that interview with Ryan, the strange deal, as Victoria was mentioning, now it has blown up to a very big story. It just ended when Ryan decided that was it. It was about gun violence and some tax cuts and whatnot. And the question was a little bizarre the way that it was worded to Ryan, and maybe it hit him the wrong way because it was strange. It was a very strange way that it was thrown up to him. So we'll jump to that too as well. There's some other strange odds and ends, including a bizarre wedding brawl that led to somebody's death. You know, you hear these stories of weddings, and I don't know about you. How many weddings have you been to where somebody got out of control, got a little mouthy, or something strange happened? I'm going to tell you my quick little story at a wedding. Went to a wedding. It was in Lake Tahoe probably a decade ago, maybe a little bit more, but somewhere in there. And at this wedding, the guy who was getting married was a well-to-do distributor, of course. So they had, you know, the works, everything. The cake was enormous cake. And his buddies were definitely partiers, and they had lots to drink. And his best man, I am not kidding you, I've never seen this, and I have thought I saw everything that you could possibly see at a wedding. He fell into the cake. Layers and layers of cakes. He fell in right into the center of it. There was really no saving that cake. And it ended up pretty poorly. They kind of pulled him out of the cake. That was the end of the cake. There was no cutting of it or any of that kind of stuff, let alone throwing cake, other than the bride throwing cake at the idiot who fell into it. And I thought that was probably the strangest thing that I had seen at a wedding. But certainly nothing like this full-on brawl in Philly where a guy died. Oh, can you imagine somebody going to a wedding? You go to a wedding and it gets that out of control that somebody ends up dead. Two brothers, and they got into a fight at a hotel. And this was in a nice area, Society Hill Sheraton, about 2 a.m. And you had people pushing and shoving and trying to separate people. And before you know it, one of the guests had a heart attack outside of the reception. We don't know if he was necessarily letting his fist fly, but it had given him enough agita that might have triggered the heart attack. At least that's what doctors are saying. Strange. Hang with us. More on the flip side here on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment
moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Whoa, you know, you must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a beautiful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, you drove those other childs wild. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah. When it came to winning Blue Ribbon, well, I bet you taught the other kids how. Well, I can see the judge's eyes as they handed you the prize. I bet you took the cutest bow. Yeah, you must have been a beautiful baby.
So here we are once again at the crossroads of all that's taking place across America and beyond our borders. Hey, hey, everybody. If you want to ring in, you can do that at 855-266-KATE. 855-266-5283 is a kind of a side dish. Strangest thing you've ever seen at a wedding. Certainly not somebody being killed. In this case, I think that the guy was upset at watching what was going on, and it may have triggered that heart attack. At least that's what the doctors are saying. You can't be 100% sure. And it goes into that category of here we go again with another heart attack. It's like a heart attack a second in America these days, whether it's stress from work, going to a wedding and somebody gets into a fist fight and you're shocked, or some other strange thing that besides health, just pure on your health is awful, triggering these kind of things that are happening, which is why it was so timely that we had Don Wiskin back on this show to talk about Extendivite, because it really does do its job, lowering those high cholesterol numbers and blood pressure numbers, as I saw with myself, which I said I wouldn't have believed it until I had actually been twisted. My arm was twisted into doing it, and sure enough, it worked, and it actually lowered what I had to pay for a life insurance policy. But anything strange happening at any weddings that you went to? I got a couple of them now that I actually think of it. The one I just told you, though, was perhaps the strangest. Well, it wasn't about weddings, but it was a strange ending to an interview that Paul Ryan did, the congressman from Wisconsin, of course, running VP under the Romney ticket. He was pressed on a couple of things, and here's what that sounded like.
Does this country have a gun problem?
This country has a crime problem.
Not a gun problem.
No, I mean, if you take a look at the gun laws we have, I don't even think President Obama was proposing more gun laws. We have good, strong gun laws. We have to make sure. We have to make sure we enforce our laws. Yeah, we have lots of laws that aren't being properly enforced. We need to make sure we enforce these laws. But the best thing to help prevent violent crime in the inner cities is to bring opportunity in the inner cities. Is to help people get out of poverty in the inner cities. Is to help teach people good discipline, good character. That is civil society. That's what charities and civic groups and churches do to help one another make sure that they can realize the value in one another.
And you can do all that by cutting taxes, by with a big tax cut.
Those are yours, not mine.
Thank you very much, sir.
Yeah. That was kind of strange,
trying to stuff words in people's mouths.
Well,
All right, that was kind of strange. Just what you said there, trying to put words into my mouth, saying, "And you can do all that with a big tax cut, Your Honor." Very leading, very leading. So I don't see what all the fuss was about, actually, because he talked about the gun deal, and then that was the end of it. And his aide was wrapping it up because it was going on and on. It wasn't Ryan the way it made it sound, as though Ryan had just thrown down the microphone, gotten up, and walked away from the interview, and that wasn't the case. It was being stopped, and then you heard what happened at the tail end of it. And maybe it's me, just doesn't matter, Democrat, Republican, whatever, listening to it, just being very unbiased. I don't understand what all the problem was about. So it did abruptly end, but I don't think it was so much about the reporter pressing him with the questions about the gun violence and then throwing in, well, you could do all that with a big tax cut when he was feeding that word out there. The aide, you could clearly hear him saying that, wrapping it up because he was moving on to something else, I'm assuming, but he was the one who stopped the interview, not Ryan, and certainly didn't sound like that. But, of course, it does make for some interesting news, and it only helps, I think, more people to be curious about this debate that's happening later in the week in Kentucky, because now here we have the one vice presidential debate, which I think is going to be saucier than the Sarah Palin-Joe Biden deal. This one, I think, will be... I don't know. I think it'll be more heavy hitting between the two. I think there's going to be more body blows in this one, and especially with Ryan because he's feisty. And, you know, what a lot of Democrats are saying is, sure, Ryan's just going to lie all the way through, referring to the whole thing about the plant being closed and Mitt Romney and Bain. So the chant is Ryan's going to lie, but Biden will shine. Do you think Biden's going to shine in this one? I mean, scoring this debate heading into it, does this look to be, if this were a boxing match, would this be a draw? Would this be a knockout? Would it be a technical knockout or just a complete annihilation? I think back to the days when I would really watch the heavyweight fights, or go back before my time and look at some of the heavyweight fights because I was really into them for a time, and I was looking for that. At least have it go four or five rounds, maybe even five rounds, and look for that big knockout. I always wanted to see the knockout. Nothing that came to a draw, nothing that came to a pathetic end where, geez, let's argue about the card and how the judges scored it. I mean, I wanted a flat-on jab, boom, somebody goes down and that's it. And we may see that. Are we going to see the takedown, or does it end up just kind of being, depending on your point of view, who wins it? I hope it doesn't end up like that. I hope it really ends up being a body blow kind of contest, because that's the kind of debating I would like to see anyway. You might disagree, or you might agree, or you might have no thoughts. None, zilch, nada, don't care about politics because you're tired of it. It's politics all the time, everywhere you turn. We're a month away from this election. 855-266-KATE. 855-266-5283. I know, trust me, it's so easy to not know those digits. I love it when somebody tells me letters and I have to actually look down at the phone. Luckily, with the iPhones, it's pretty big, the pad now, to dial numbers. It didn't used to be, which is still why I don't understand how anybody in their right mind is driving around and they're texting, unless they have laser vision eye
eyes. I don't know how they can do that anyway, so it makes no sense to me. I'm just saying, as another aside, it makes absolutely no sense to me. So anyway, what did you hear? Did you hear that Ryan was being a little sensitive to the questions, or do you think it was just the aide wrapping it up and then the reporter saying the thing about the tax cut? I think clearly, in fact, if Matt's around, Matt, if we can roll, let's roll that Ryan tape one more time. Do, 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 do,
just give me do, one do, second do. Here.
He's so good. He is. He's the best.
I think this is no, that's not.
This is like live with Kelly and Michael. All right, so here we go. Let's hear.
This country has a gun problem. This country has a crime problem.
Not a gun problem.
No, I mean, if you take a look at the gun laws we have, I don't even think President Obama is proposing more gun laws. We have good, strong gun laws. We have to make sure. We have to make sure we enforce our laws. Yeah, we have to. We have lots of laws that aren't being properly enforced. We need to make sure we enforce these laws. But the best thing to help prevent violent crime in the inner cities is to bring opportunity in the inner cities. Is to help people get out of poverty in the inner cities. Is to help teach people good discipline, good character. That is civil society. That's what charities and civic groups and churches do to help one another make sure that they can realize the value in one another.
And you can do all that by cutting taxes, but with a big tax cut.
Those are yours, not mine.
Thank you very much, sir.
Yeah. That was kind of strange.
You trying to stuff words in people's mouths?
Well,
no, but it sounds like you're trying to answer the question. That's a little odd.
Yeah, that was...
All right, so see, there what happened there at the tail end, I suspect, again, that the aide wrapped up the interview that was going on, and he is right, no matter, even if you don't like Ryan, he is right, if you listen to what he said, oh yeah, you can do that with a big tax cut, so he was leading that, he was just answering it, there was no question there, it was a declarative statement. And that's when he made that comment, that's kind of weird, you just say that. So it was strange. It was strange. I'm going to call that much ado about nothing, really. It ends up weird because it gets stopped, but clearly he was leading him down the path, which that's the deal, you know. When you're in politics and you're not vetting out the journalists that you want to talk to or the faux journalists or the people who are just part of the pack that are getting to interview you, you're there and you're answering the questions. So yeah, sometimes you get a pro and sometimes you get people who just are going to lead you whatever direction they're leading you in, and they're going to try to feed you the answer the way they want to hear it. That's what it sounded like. He just was kind of feeding him. All right, coming up on the flip side, Jerry Sandusky making a few statements before he's going to be sentenced. What do you make of that?
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley-C. Why Alley-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley-C. For more information and to order Alley-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley-C today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the door sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100-foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
In 1965, this was a sign.
Alright, I know you're out there alive and thriving, America. Kate D, hanging with you, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. As an aside, all night long, strangest wedding story. Anything strange happen at any of the weddings that you've been to? I mentioned mine where the guy plowed into the cake. He was the best man, and it was not a happy moment. It wasn't a funny moment. It wasn't like you were watching Father of the Bride or some crazy thing where funny, silly antics are happening and people are enjoying that, or Wedding Crashers. It was like, wow, you better get out of here now. And the guy was just trashed. So there was no getting out. There was getting him off the cake. And it ruined that whole cake thing and upset all the people around the cake. Because there was no cutting of the cake, eating any cake, any wedding cake. They would have to scrape it off of the best man. It was very strange. But it wasn't a full-on fist fight like the brawl they had in Philadelphia, in a very nice area of Philly, by the way, at the Sheraton, and I'm sure in Society Hill, they're not used to seeing that. Then somebody dies. You got people in handcuffs, somebody dying of a heart attack. Not a good wedding. Not a good omen, I don't think, either for that wedding. Tuesday is the day that Jerry Sandusky will be in court. Remember, it was back in June when he was convicted on 45 counts of child sex abuse, and there was all kinds of things that were lumped into that, like corruption of minors, involuntary, deviant sexual intercourse, and some really graphic things were part of those charges. To me, anything less than life is unfair. It's just unfair. His attorney's going to have 10 days, Joe Amendola, to appeal the decision, and I bet he will. Three of Sandusky's victims will be in the courtroom, at least. There may be more. Two of them are going to actually address Sandusky. That's great because they get that confrontational moment. They get it off their chest. I think it's good. And then there's a third guy who's expected to have a statement read by prosecutors. There's a whole bunch of anger, not just from people in the community, but certainly people affected and then people ultimately affected as a result of that, because his what he did wasn't just to one person. It wasn't to entire families, just devastating entire families. I know they'll do the appeal. So he couldn't help himself from the jail. There was a little bit of a recording of the former Penn State assistant coach who was talking about his innocence. I'm going to let you hear the whole thing.
I'm responding to the worst loss of my life. First, I looked at myself. Over and over, I asked why. Why didn't we have a fair opportunity to prepare for trial? Why have so many people suffered as a result of false allegations? What's the purpose? Maybe it will help others. Some vulnerable children who could be abused might not be as a result of all the publicity. That would be nice, but I'm not sure about it. I would cherish the opportunity to become a candle for others as they have been a light for me. They can take away my life. They can make me out as a monster. They can treat me as a monster, but they can't take away my heart. In my heart, I know I did not do these alleged disgusting acts. My wife has been my only sex partner, and that was after marriage. Our love continues. A young man who is dramatic, a veteran accuser, and always sought attention, started everything. He was joined by a well-orchestrated effort of the media, investigators, the system, Penn State, psychologists, civil attorneys, and other accusers. They won. I've wondered what they really won. Attention, financial gain, prestige will all be temporary. Before you blame me, as others have, look at everything and everybody. Look at the preparation for the trial and the trial. Compare it to others. Think about what happened, why, and who made it happen. Evaluate the accusers and their families. Realize they didn't come out of isolation. The accusers were products of many more people and experiences than me. Look at their confidants and their honesty. Think about how easy it was for them to turn on me, given the information, attention, and potential perks. I never labeled or put down them or their families. I tried and I cared, then asked for the same. Please realize all came to the second mile because of issues. Some of those may remain. We will continue to fight. We didn't lose to proven facts, evidence, accurate locations, and times. Anything can be said. We lost to speculation and stories that were influenced by people who wanted to convict me. We must fight unfairness, inconsistency, and dishonesty. People need to be portrayed for who they really are. We've not been complainers. When we couldn't have kids, we adopted. When we didn't have time to prepare for a trial, we still gave it our best. We will fight for another chance. We have given many second chances, and now we'll ask for one. It will take more than our effort. Justice will have to be more than just a word. Fairness be more than just a dream. It will take others. Somebody apolitical with the courage to listen, to think about the unfairness, to have the guts to stand up and take the road less traveled. I ask for the strength to handle everything and the willingness to surrender only to God, regardless of the outcome.
All right, so does he sound, I'm just going to throw this out there, does he sound like somebody who is not guilty of what he has been convicted of and is going to be sentenced to? Listen, here's the thing, and Harmony says this, and we love Harmony on this show, chimes in with some pretty good statements, but Harmony says some people can be spiteful, and maybe he's innocent. Some innocent people are charged. I agree that some innocent people are charged, and that's awful. I can't imagine what a prison that would be in your mind if you didn't do what you're being charged with. He was convicted of those 45 counts. Remember Mike McQueary? Here's the thing. Mike McQueary, the other now coach of Penn State, saw him assault a kid in the shower. So we know that happened. He saw him having sex with a kid in the shower. And you know what happened after that? He went to Joe Paterno, and then it was tossed up the line. And then, of course, nothing ever happened as a result of it. In fact, it's interesting because Mike McQueary, who has just been crucified in this whole thing, is, and I think in one way, rightfully so, because he didn't push it further. You know, he didn't really go in and stop him. Now, he was a younger guy, but you would still think, just like Joe Paterno, you would push for this. How do you have this happen and not find out where it's all going? You're not just ringing up the athletic director and saying, geez, this is a terrible thing. This would happen. I ran out, whatever. I mean, if I'm a guy and I go in and see that, I'm sorry, I'm smashing into Sandusky. I'm pulling him off of the kid or hitting him or doing something, I just think. But regardless, McQueary did see it, did report it, did run out, did go and did report it. So now he's filing a whistleblower suit because he's really had to struggle through this. And he's gotten death threats and everything else after the whole story broke. Now, this has been an ongoing thing, so the former assistant football coach, McQueary, who testified that he saw Sandusky in a shower with an underage boy, filed this suit against the university, and we'll see what they end up doing. He was a key prosecution witness and was the only person, except for the victims themselves, who said he witnessed a sexual encounter between Sandusky and the boy. So, to me, that says I'm believing McQueary, that there's no question Sandusky is guilty. And the bottom line is, and if you listen to the interview that he had with Bob Costas, I mean, he's just bad news. I'm sorry. You touch kids in my book, you're dead to me. You just are. How do you do that? I don't understand that. I have no sympathy in this direction. I just don't. And I hope that they give him life, because you cannot breathe a better life into all these kids who are now young men. They're still not even that old, who have had their lives destroyed. No matter how much psychiatry you undergo, and I know psychiatrists are flip out when I say stuff like this or write me notes, but how do you forget that? How do you completely erase your mind? Hopefully they've gotten to a better place. Hopefully. But it still has to be very, very difficult, because you're taking an innocent. You think of a kid who's 10 years old, who looks up to a coach, who can't believe he's getting attention, who gets to go and watch the players at Penn State, and there he is in Happy Valley growing up there, and that's all they talk about. And he's going to brag to his friends, and then to have that trust destroyed. It's just sickening to me. So I'm going to say guilty as charged. And we'll see. The three victims, or two at least, are going to be able to confront him in the court. What are they going to say? And then another, by a note that he's written, this is what he deserves. This is for all those years of getting away with it, for all those years of using the Penn State facilities for God knows what, and for being able to walk around like king of the world, and nobody doing anything about it, even after that had been reported, to allow somebody like that to continue, to not even watch him, to not even look to see, to not even pay attention to the obvious red flags that were right there, is unbelievable. And I think Penn State, the people at the hierarchy of Penn State, should get hit with everything that they deserve. So these lawsuits, everything else. I feel sorry for the rest of the student body. I feel sorry for the kids that were recruited on that football team, and of course for the victims of Jerry Sandusky. You might look at it a different way. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283, or you might want to throw in on something else. You can do that. The speculation over what's going to happen with Paul Ryan and Joe Biden. As I said, it is like a boxing match. Are we going to see a technical knockout, a full-on knockout, or just a draw? I'm looking for a full-on knockout. That's the kind of fight that I want to see. Talk to you in a few as we turn over to the B-side here on America Tonight. We'll be right back.
In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code radio to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We take a lot for granted. Lights, water, even food we eat. But what if these things went away? Would you know how to protect your family in a natural or man-made disaster? Would you know how to survive? When disaster hits, power and water are gone and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be waiting in long lines for help. Don't be helpless. Learn the secrets to survival at 123survivalplan.com. Do you know the 37 crucial food items you can't live without? Many people don't have these food items. Learn what you need to hoard at 123survivalplan.com. Recently, over 1 million people have viewed the video at 123survivalplan.com. These survival secrets are vital. The government suggests we maintain an emergency supply of food and water. But do you know the 37 food items that will fly off grocery shelves or a simple way to treat unsafe drinking water? This information is critical. Find it now on 123survivalplan.com. Don't take your family's safety for granted. Visit 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Straightaway and around the last couple of curves here, your last chance to shout out in this hour anyway. Ring in at 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. As usual, we've got a couple of different things going on, including craziest thing you saw at a wedding. Sadly, my hometown, Philly, a stone's a throw away from where I grew up. Somebody gets into a full-on brawl at a wedding. Lots of people cuffed. There is a joke in that. Hauled off, but one guy dies, has a heart attack. That's the sad news on that one. Dan is listening to us in Texas. Hi, Dan.
Hi, Kate. I got a joke for you, but I wanted to tell you a quick little story as well. I was in Ventura, Cali, and it was just that time of day when it's kind of just before dark, it's still light enough that you could see everything, and we was all just drinking and carrying on, and they started talking about this fountain that this girl had installed in the backyard. They said, you ought to go look at it. So I go marching out there to take a look at it, and I hit straight onto this plate glass door, shattered it all to pieces. The door glass parts fell all around me. Other than a huge bump on my forehead, I didn't get a scratch. But I made my apologies, offered to pay for it. She said, no, the insurance would cover it. Was I all right? I said, yes, and I very quietly worked my way out of the party. It was a bad day at Black Rock.
Wow, no kidding. It's, you know, it's interesting that you didn't get hurt. I know somebody that did a similar thing, just couldn't see the glass.
It was
and
just so clean.
Yeah,
so
that's what happened to this person. And she was a woman, and she got hurt, though. We had to take her to the hospital. But same thing. It was it's the darndest thing. It was so clear, did not see it, and felt really awful, but had gotten hurt. So it's lucky you didn't get hurt.
Okay, now your joke. Well, these two dogs were friends. It was a French poodle and a collie. And so the French poodle said, well, how's it going? He says, man, he says, I'm really down. He says, my master says I'm not being a very good sheepdog. He says, my breath stinks. He says, I haven't brought home a rabbit in months. He says, he's just really down on me, and I'm really feeling bad. He says, well, why don't you see your psychiatrist? He said, I tried that. I went to his office, and he told me to get the heck out because last time I was there, I shed all over his couch. He says, it was just a bad, bad day. He said, you think you've had a bad day? Listen to this. My owner keeps me cut with this French poodle cut. She had me cut to where I can't be with the girls anymore. She pours perfume on me, puts pink ribbons on me, and I'm a dude. And last but not least, she keeps speaking French to me. I don't know what she's saying.
I know I found that funny, but I did not hear any applause in the background in the live studio.
Don't worry about it. There's bigger applause out there. People are just chuckling up the storm because they know dogs like that.
I know. Where they get, that's crazy when people, I don't understand what humans do to dogs when they doll them up that
really
way.
And I agree with you on that Sandusky thing. You were really right on about that. And something, last but not least, I want to say something. Good on you for that tribute with the pipes for Donovan. I appreciate
awful.
What you did there.
Yeah.
God bless you.
Thanks, Dan.
You
thanks.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, and we certainly feel for Donovan Madsen's family. Donovan, who, as many of you know, I have Matt and Donovan, had Donovan on the show, where from the very time that I started at the GCN Network, they were running the show, and it's much more than that. They're very involved in the show, and for 2 days a week and sometimes more, Donovan would be filling me in on breaks and things that were going on, and he just had that dry wit and was very, very dependable. Sad. This was a kid who had a lot of potential, a guy who had a lot of potential. He was just 34 years old, and that's way too young in my book to lose your life. And here I was in Ireland, and Matt gave me the message that he wasn't doing too well, and then finally got the phone call that he had died. And, of course, we wish his family the very best. It's got to be an unbelievable heartache for them, and it's a heartache for us, too, here on America Tonight. So we played the bagpipes in his honor. He was excited I was going to Ireland, as he had Irish roots and talked about being excited about Irish things, and was looking forward to hearing about my trip when I came back, but it was not to be. It was not to pass. Moving on to a couple of other odds and ends, a couple of other things that Donovan wouldn't have cared about. He was not a sports lover, although he humored me when we would talk about sports, unlike Matt, who likes sports as I do, and especially football, because if you do the fantasy thing, or we do Nail the Score here on the show, I'm also involved in a football pool where you just pick the winners and the losers, and you would think that would be easy, kind of like my setup for Nail the Score. But we had the final game of the week, and the Monday night game, the Texans taking on the New York Jets. Boy, it has been a chilly season for the Jets. They lose again, 23-17. Kareem Jackson grabs the ball, gets the interception, and seals the fate, the loss for the Jets. Mark Sanchez throws the pass that gets deflected off of Jeff Cumberland's hands. That's where he was aiming for. It was high in the air. And then what happens next? It is the pickoff move. And that's the end of it for this one. So now, what happens with the Tim Tebow thing? Are we going to see, are we going to see some Tebow action? I don't know. I would have to say that in the Jets camp, they must be hanging their head at yet another loss. The Texans are tough, however, if we wanted to give them an out on this one. And I, for one, had picked had picked the Texans to win this, but a national audience, Monday night football game, another loss, another tight loss in a low-scoring game, doesn't really do anything for the fans. So robbed again, the Jets are, and the Jets fans of celebrating a victory. So in Gotham, they will be hanging their heads. And we're talking about a New Jersey game and from East Rutherford, and that's never fun. It's one thing when you're away. It's another thing when it's home, and it's Monday night. Because Monday night in football is sacrosanct. You want to win those Monday night games. You know you have the major audience. Sunday night's a big one. I mean, you know, all the games are big for the home teams, but when you have other people watching, they can't help themselves. They're rabid sports fans, and you own the night because you're not competing against other games or loyalties. People who want to see football will watch the Monday night game. So high stakes. All right, speaking of high stakes, we'll end on this since I am the poll princess. A new Pew poll comes out, and it shows that Romney is up 4 points. That's the biggest lead ever at this point. So 4 points for Romney. What does that mean? I keep saying it. You can deflect it, digest it, do whatever you want with it. But it shows that he's getting a bounce anyway. And I always clarify this. The politicians would not pay attention, would not care if the polls didn't show at least a little something as you got closer to the election. So you can bet the Democrats are paying attention to this, and of course the Republicans are too, because this newest Pew poll, which we're talking supposedly very unbiased, shows that Romney has a 49-45% lead among likely voters. And why this is significant is because last month Mitt Romney was 8 points behind the Perez. Among registered voters, the race is tied at 46%. Why significant? Obama had a 9-point lead last month. That's pretty big. So for the first time, the former Massachusetts governor has led by that much, 4 points, in a lead over the president. First time that that has happened. They have to be excited about it. But again, we still have a lot of time between now and November 6th. I mean, less than a month, yes, but still some time in between to see what happens in futuristic polls and these last two debates, too, and whether or not they'll weigh heavy on the minds of so many of the people that are tuning in. 67 million plus watched the last presidential debate. Woo!
We got 3 hours left on this thing, and I can't drive and argue with you rules all at the same time.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.